This is Wallingford Radio, out and about.
Welcome to Wallingford Radio's coverage of the 2021 local elections. I'm Liam O'Brien, and today I'm here with Lee Upcraft, who's the Conservative Party candidate for the Oxfordshire County Council ward of Wallingford, Brightwell and the Whittenhams. Lee, welcome.
Good morning, Liam.
And Lee, I appreciate you're a fairly well-known public figure, given your previous experience as in various committees and also as obviously Mayor of Wallingford itself. But for anyone who doesn't know who you are you able to just give us a quick bit of backstory about yourself?
Sure, yeah. I've lived in Wallingford for 17 or 18 years. Live here with my wife. I've got a couple of young children, go to the local schools. And recently served on the town council, Wallingford, and enjoyed a couple of years as mayor. And that was a real privilege and an honour. And very much committed to the local community and enjoy serving as best I can. It's a beautiful place in the world to live and work, and there's a lot going on.
And obviously, as part of your prior engagements, we've actually met and bumped into each other on Litterpix as well. I know you're a keen supporter of local events. Also that you've put quite a lot of work in over the last few years into developing the neighbourhood plan, but would classify yourself as someone who's got quite a lot of ties to the local community?
I believe so. I mean, I have worked hard on behalf of the town over the past few years. I would say to defend the neighbourhood plan, I know there's people out there listening who are not going to vote for me, not going to vote Conservative, but do vote for the neighbourhood plan. It is a fabulous piece of work put together by volunteers over 5 or 6 years, and it is very much in the interests of Wallingford that plan is passed. And that we recognise as an awful lot of hard work by volunteers over a considerable period of time. And it is very much in the best interest of Wallingford.
Brilliant. Lee, obviously moving forward for the May local elections, would you just mind telling us why it is that you're running for Oxford County Council?
Sure. There's many reasons. I really would like to build on the experiences I learned as a town councillor. And I think one of the main reasons for me wanting to serve on the county council is that I've seen firsthand how town and parishes, because it's not just Wallingford, obviously there's Brightwell and the Whittenhams as well, how parishes can work more effectively with the county council. And I think we should be able to work more effectively with the county council. A key recent issue is the road closures and all the chaos that has caused. That really does need local knowledge to work with town, parish and county council to coordinate things better than they have been. That chaos could have been avoided if we'd applied a little bit more local knowledge and worked more effectively across the parish and the county councils. And it's things like that, interactions between parish and county can be better, and I think we could all benefit from that.
So obviously county council has got a different set of responsibilities to both council and South Oxfordshire District Council themselves. Would you really classify that better interaction going forward between all three levels of our local government system something that you would be keen to focus on? Were you successful at the election?
Absolutely. I mean, there's another example to focus on. Well, there's two or three actually, but a couple of them. The county council have already said they do not want a new school on Site E. So these are the 502 new homes south of Winterbrook. So if the county doesn't want a new school on that site, what should we use that area for? I don't want to see it go to even more housing. I think we should be keeping that area for community benefit. And that's something I'll be fighting for. There's also the fact that Lidl have paid for the pedestrian crossing outside its new supermarket in Wallingford on the Hithercroft. 2 years on, we still don't have that pedestrian crossing they've paid for. And it's things like that. We really need to be encouraging the county council to work in the town's interests, and not just Wallingford's interests, but Brightwell and the Whittenhams as well, because they depend to a large degree on Wallingford. And we can make the whole local area work much better for everybody.
And what do you see the Oxford County Council's as a whole's upcoming goal and plan over the next term?
I mean, it looks after a huge number of responsibilities. It's schools, it's libraries, it's social care, roads, obviously, all of those things. And I think a lot of them do get forgotten about. It's easy to focus on things like roads. But, the county's done a tremendous job of keeping open Wallingford Library. we need to look at how services like that are maintained and improved in the future.
Well, fantastic. Well, I think we would like to keep it quite to the point, but Lee, thank you so very much for speaking with us today. You are the Conservative Party candidate for Oxford County Council ward of Wallingford, Brightwell and the Wittenhams. And for the purpose of clarity, the full list of candidates for that ward are George Ryle of Labour, Pete Sudbury of the Green Party and yourself, Lee Upcraft of the Conservative Party. Lee, I hope we get to speak again in the future, and many thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Liam. Thanks very much.
For the community of South Oxfordshire.